This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome on this great Friday morning. This is Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch that you'll ever want to hear on the radio. I get callers all the time, primarily good callers, but I get some bad callers. There's something wrong with you. You were sick, but now you're better, but you still sound bad, and we don't like you. Well, hell, you wouldn't like me if I was never sick. You wouldn't like me if I was talking about the Declaration of Independence day in and day out. You know, it's amazing. Some people like you, some people don't. And the people that like you are going to like you unless you do something really wrong. The people that don't like you are going to dislike you no matter if you do everything right. So that you just have to fight through it. And I say today and every day that I've got listeners all throughout the country. For every 100,000 listeners, maybe one or two callers, people just don't like the call. And I understand that. I take that as a pat on the back that, hey, Romanek, you're doing a good job. We may not agree with everything you say and do, but we're going to agree that you have every right to say it and you have every right to put your situation forward. So it just really, really makes me feel good when I get put in a situation like that. And again, for some of you people that know that I did have a major operation, and they found nothing up in my head. Everything was okay. And I'm back to even further down the road to being normal. So that actually makes me feel real, real good. But as always, if somebody's sick, they're sick. You can't say, hey, kiss my ass because I'm sick. If somebody's sick, whether you like them or you're not, they're sick. And you just have to deal with it. Let's go ahead and take some callers before we get going. Go ahead, Sharon. You're on the dark side.
Yes, I'm glad you're feeling better. I have something I want to say that happened to me the other day. Well, not to me. But anyway, I just wondered if this was something that's going to be leading like to more crime concerning this marijuana thing. I was at my doctor's the other day, and in his building and that, I no more than got in my doctor's office when I heard a commotion out in the hall. And it seems like there was this guy came in to the building, and he was demanding marijuana. And they told him that they didn't dispense it there. And then he got belligerent and got in a fight with somebody. So I just wonder, do you think that's a telltale sign of things to come?
You know, Sharon, what area, you know, don't give me an address, of course, but what area do you live in?
It's over near the north side. It's between the south and the north side.
Between the north and the south side. Yeah, I have to somewhat agree with you. I think what's going to happen here, Sharon, I'm not going to see it because I'm an old man. Hopefully you're a young lady, and maybe you'll see it. But if you do see it, you're not going to like it. I believe in the next 20, 30 years, our whole country is going to be a socialistic country. I can see all the conservatives, the middle-aged and older conservatives, we're going to fight through the fight. But another 15, 20, 25 years down the road, and maybe you agree with me or not, and we'll talk about it when I get done here. But I think that people are going to say, coming up, the new generations, hey, we don't care. We don't care if we're controlled as long as we have what we want. And then their children will come up in another 10, 15 years and say, we too don't care what we have, as long as we have what little we want, we'll let the government run us. But how do you, what's your take on that, Sharon, in the next 15, 20, 25 years?
Well, I personally think that the country's already turned the corner, personally. I mean, I'm trying to be optimistic, you know. I was a pessimist years ago. I became more optimistic, but now I don't know what's going on. I'm getting more pessimistic again because seeing what's going on, you know.
Yeah, don't you feel bad? And again, give me your honest opinion. Don't you feel bad to see the way that you think, that I think things are going? And then again, another 15 to 25 years, we're going to see a total change in the way our socialistic government runs, and they're going to be running us instead of us controlling them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's only going to get worse unless there's somebody, you know, stands up and do something about it. But I think we need more than one person, you know, to fight this stuff. You know, I mean, one person I don't think can do it all, but they can be a start. But I don't think that they can actually turn the country, a whole country around. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I'm sorry if I sound pessimistic.
No. It doesn't sound pessimistic. It sounds realistic, and I feel the same way. I've been fighting for the last 4, 5, 6 years. I've been fighting and saying, hey, we're going to do what we have to do. We're going to do what we have to do to keep our country intact. But a lot of times, it doesn't work that way. You can't just say you're going to do something. You have to actually get out and do it. Sharon, thank you very much for the call. I hope you have a safe weekend, and I hope this works out for all of us. But I think at the end of the day, we're going to have to fight the fight if we're thinking about winning this in the next 10, 15, 20 years. Again, thank you very much for the call. It's amazing. And you people listen to me all the time all throughout the country. It's amazing how people just lay back. You ever notice it? They lay back and, well, we'll let it go. We'll let it go this time. It'll get better. We'll let it go this time. It'll get better. And as you good people know, it never, ever, ever, ever gets better. It continues to get worse. And again, I have to say that I honestly think 20, 30 years from now, you're going to see a drastic change, and you're going to see this country go down because people aren't going to give a damn. The new generation, they're not giving a damn. All these liberal bastards coming up, 20, 30 years old, they don't care. You think they're having children? You think their children are going to care? No, it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse before it gets better, but that's something that we're just going to have to try to fight through and continue to fight through, because if we don't fight through it, it's going to get even worse. And people will say, well, how can it get worse? They always say that. They always say, how can it get worse? It gets worse time and time and time again. And that's why people are pissed at me, because they know I'm telling the truth. They know that I'm not going to speak around it. I'm going to tell you the way it is. And that is the way it is. I read up here in the North Sider, you guys know I'm pissed and hate these son of a bitches that run the North Sider newspaper. It's a nigger newspaper by Antonio French. And I always have things sent to me. And it says here, city could remain U.S. leader. City could remain U.S. leader in homicides. And it says Lida Cruson hopes to have more police officers on the street in an anti-violent effort. But this crap's been going on for 2, 3, 4, and 5 years. St. Louis has been number one as far as homicides throughout the country, off and on, for the last 3, 4, or 5 years. But here's Lida Cruson, and I have to say, she may be a decent lady. They tell me she likes to go out and drink a lot, and I think that's a fact. And I think her husband, Mike Owens, I think he's also a drinker. They're going to sit back and act like they're really doing a lot for the people of St. Louis. But at the end of the day, all they're doing is making excuses. The homicide rate is what it is. The homicide rate is high. The homicide rate is going to remain high until somebody sits down and says, hey, I don't give a damn about kissing anybody's ass. I don't give a damn about kissing these politicians' asses. I give a damn about doing something for the city. I don't give a damn if you're Democrat, Republican, man, woman, black, or white. Do not give a damn. That hasn't happened up to yet. You know, we've got the chief, who I'm sure considers himself a proud black man. He sees all this crime going on, going on, going on, day in and day out. And they can talk the talk, but that's the problem, people. That's always the problem in the St. Louis area and also throughout this country. The problem always is they can talk the talk, but they can never walk the walk. And by saying that, people can say, well, they're fighting, it's getting better. No, it's not getting better. They can talk what they want, but it's not getting better. They can talk black, white, they can try to separate black, white. You know, they've got even, it's calling all black men to action at a town hall meeting to pledge up for your block, to pledge up for the black area. And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. But let somebody come out and say, calling all white men to action for the white community, automatically you're a racist. Everybody knows that. Nobody's afraid to say if you're white and you try to help the white community out, you're a racist. And that's not true. It's you're trying to help the white community out and then try to help the black community out, but people can't understand that. They can't face that. It's always if you're black fighting for black, you're fine. If you're white fighting for white, you're a racist. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob, I agree with you. 20, 25 years, I won't be around. But you're not going to recognize this country because they're letting in these people who don't share our values. Actually, they come here just to get the free giveaways. And you look at a third world country with electricity, nothing to run right. That's what America's going to become. And I agree with you. These cruising, we might be better off with a black mayor. Because then they can't use racism. We had a black mayor, they fired the lousy police chief and get Kim Gardner out of there. But Cruzan ain't going to go nowhere there because of the race issue. She's one scared white, and the blacks know it. And you can hire 10,000 more cops. It ain't going to make a difference. You got a prosecutor that's letting them out of jail and won't prosecute them, and there's not enough space. Quit building these damn stadiums and all this other junk and trolleys and build some prisons and start giving some hard time. I'm a 62-year-old man. I had all kinds of job offers. There's no excuse saying you can't find no job. Trump's got this economy booming.
You know what, Jim? Thank you for the call. You know, you're a proud white man. I'm sure you're exactly right. That's the problem. People will not stand up for what they believe in, especially in the St. Louis market, and I've lived here all my life. People want to back off and say, well, I don't want to come out and fight for the white community because they'll say I'm a racist. Even though that's not true, they will say you're a racist, and they'll continue. They'll continue to say you're a racist, and they'll fight you, and they'll fight you, and they'll fight you. And eventually, white people will just back off, and they'll do one or two things. They'll stay in their house, won't say anything, or they'll get the nerve to sell their house and move out. And that's what's happened, I think, in the St. Louis market in the last 5, 10, 15 years. You can see it coming. You can see it coming. The decent white people and I'd have to say, the decent black people, they're both doing the same. They're getting out. They're saying, hey, it's time to go. There's too much danger. And they're trying to hold back if it's white danger or black danger, but everybody knows that'll take this situation serious, that it's black danger. It's not white danger running people out. Now, there are some white crap bums, there are some white people who don't deserve to live in the area, who deserve to be thrown out, but nobody has the guts to do it. Nobody has the guts to do it. They let it go, thinking it can't get worse. And Jim and everybody else, you guys all know, and you listen to my show and some of you call in, you've got the guts to call in and say, hey, Bob Romanek, you're a nutty, crazy son of a bitch, but what you say today and every day is right. I don't say anything until I research this. There's things I've thought that I was right about that I wasn't, and I backed off. Nobody's perfect. Nobody knows everything about everything, but to some of these bastards in the St. Louis market, you would think they did, and they'll open their big mouths, both black and white, both white racist and black racist, and they'll talk the crap all day long. But until you address it, until it's addressed, it's never going to go away, and that's the problem. We walk down the streets in the St. Louis area on both sides of the river. We don't talk about a lot of things we should talk about, because that would make us look bad. That would make us sound bad. But as you guys know me, I'm going to say what I want, when I want, about what I want. And if you don't like it, what have I said today and every day? Just don't listen. Shut the damn radio off. Go to another frequency. Because, see, I don't care. I speak my piece, whether it's for one person or 5 million people, and it's closer to the 5 million throughout this country, as most of you people know. I speak my piece, and if you don't like it, just don't listen. But there's so many people that will play politics all along the way. There's so many people who will say, oh no, St. Louis, what a great market. St. Louis is not a great market. St. Louis is a bad market. St. Louis is getting worse. You people can go downtown any night. If there's not a ball game, there's no business downtown. Nobody wants to come downtown anymore because they don't want to get hurt. They don't want to get robbed. They don't want to get killed. But people don't understand that. You know, they talked about the riders at the Loop Trolley in the Loop area 2 weeks ago before it shut down. And it said the official line at the Loop Trolley was ending because nobody was riding it. But on the last day, people were standing in line. Now, they weren't standing in line because they really just wanted to ride that rally. What a great trolley that was. They did it because it was the last time that they're probably ever going to get to ride it. So they sit back, rode on it, didn't say anything bad about it. Of course, they didn't say much good about it, but they rode it, and now everybody's talking. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing for the 2.2-mile fixed-route track that links the Del Mar Loop and Forest Park. It's going nowhere. What was it, $50+ million? $50+ million, and it's going nowhere. Now, people don't want to talk about that. They don't want to talk about how bad a situation it was. They don't want to talk about the bad planning, the bad training. They're just going to sit back and go on it. Now that it's closed down, you're going to see. There'll be somewhat talk, and people will say, oh, maybe we should have it back. But it's going to go by the wayside. You know, we talk about on both sides of the river, the Hoff Brewhouse on the Illinois side of the river, next to the Shrine, across from the Shrine. They said they've spent $12 million to build it. Now, I've built enough buildings in my time, and it was probably a $4 million operation with the unions involved, and you know they have to be involved, and I understand that. But they say $12 million, that's what the company said. Now the people that loaned the money, the bank, said it was $21 million. $21 million is owed on the Hoff Brewhouse. The Hoff Brewhouse that I guess at this point, I don't even know if they're open. It took them 2 additional years to get the Hoff Brewhouse going, and as all you good people know, they were going to have 2 or 3 big restaurants, 2 or 3 big hotels. That was going to be the place to go in the St. Louis region. And they had talked about that. They talked about that for a few years. But you know what happened? It went by the wayside. Go ahead, Eric. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob, I actually just moved here from Phoenix, and I was turned on to your station by my father-in-law. And I got to tell you, you know, I really do enjoy your radio station because you speak the truth. I do agree with you 100% that you know, if people were proud of the white community and started their own fundraisers and things like that for the white community, I feel that people do, or they would feel that you're being racist. I myself am Hispanic, born and raised in Arizona. But I've always disagreed with, you know, black colleges. You don't hear about a white entertainment television. If they were to turn on to a white entertainment television, they think it's a racist thing. But I, like for me, I'm a strong Trump supporter. And I get a lot of backlash from my friends and, you know, a lot of people because I'm a Trump supporter. But you know what? That guy is 100% for his country. Why should he worry about anybody else's country? When we live here, we were born and raised here. This is what we got to worry about. So I got to commend you on your radio station and what you stand for, brother.
Well, you know what, Eric? Thank you very much. You've made my whole weekend. Thanks for coming from here. Are you here to stay or are you just visiting?
No, my wife's family is here in Collinsville.
Okay.
And I got tired of everybody moving to Phoenix. Last year, we had 80,000 people move to Phoenix from California alone. And I just can't deal with the traffic.
Well, you know what? Thank you for your time and thank you for your consideration. A lot of people can't. Now, most people wouldn't have the guts to say that, but you did. So you're here on the Illinois side, and hopefully you'll get a good job, or you've got a good job, and you'll continue to do right by our country. I always say, you don't have to be white, don't have to be black, don't have to be Hispanic, don't have to be man, woman, Democrat, or Republican. All you have to be is a being, a human being. That's all you have to be. And at the end of the day, they can say what they want about Bob Romanek. I'm the farthest from being a racist in the world. I've got probably more black friends than white friends. I go down to East St. Louis every day in my radio car. I don't get shot at because the proud black people know what I'm about, know what I've done for the community, know what I continue to do for the community. Now, the niggers, they don't give a damn. They hate me because I come out against them. The crackers and the hunkies. They hate me because I come out against them. And that doesn't bother me. That doesn't bother me in the least because I agree. If you want to like me, you can like me. If you don't want to like me, you don't have to like me. I'm not going to kiss your ass. I'm not going to pay you off. I'm going to do what I want to do for the community. And I've made a lot of money in my life. And I've donated a lot of money. And I'll continue to do what I feel is the best to do. Now, you know, the new year's coming up. I just hope everybody understands that there's give and take in every new year. Now, I've said before about the Loop Trolley over there in St. Louis. That's not going anywhere. That's not going to go anywhere. The Hoff Brewhouse on the Illinois side is not going anywhere. And that's not a black-white thing. That's a white thing. And it's not going anywhere. Now, if I was a racist, I'd say, oh, it's because of the blacks that the Loop Trolley's not going to make it. It's because of the blacks that the Hoff Brewhouse is not going to make it. But that's not true. It's because of bad management, bad politics. People understand that. They don't want to talk about it, though. They want to always, it's always blamed on somebody else. And we can't always blame our problems on somebody else. Sometimes our problems are created by us, and we just have to work around it. I've said before, I'm far from being perfect. If I understand something, I'll work with it. If I don't, I'll try to research it. If I research it and understand it, then I'll work with it. If I research it and don't understand it, then I'll keep researching until I do understand. And that's what everybody has to do. I'm no better than anybody. I'm no worse than anybody. We're all in this game together. We all make mistakes. Maybe we don't make the same mistakes, but we all make mistakes. So we can't sit back and always blame somebody else for the mistakes that are made. Because, again, I've made mistakes all my life. You good people out there, Democrat, Republican, men, women, black and white, you people have made mistakes all your life. We just have to get around them. We have to learn from our mistakes and move forward. And the worst thing we can do is after fighting and learning about our mistakes, we don't take credit for our mistakes. You ever notice it's always somebody else's fault? And that's going to kill this economy in this great United States. But again, I think in the next 20, 30 years, it's going to come about. We're going to take a quick break. Callers, hold on. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest. America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, do you hear me? We are always, always, always proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome, welcome back to the dark side. Again, this is Bob Romanek, the craziest, rottenest, no good a son of a bitch that you'll ever want to hear on the radio. And unlike most radio hosts, I go all over the place. I don't sit there and just talk about national issues or just talk about local issues or state issues. I talk about anything I want to talk about because that's what we the people want to talk about. We want to know what's going on federally, but more so than that, we want to know what's going on locally. And that's just not we in the St. Louis market. That's we all over the place. But some of these ass white bastard politicians, you can turn on CSNBC, CNN, NBC, ABC, FBI. You can turn on any station. And they continue to talk the same crap. They continue to talk the same language. And it's day after day after day. But we just sit back and take it. Sometimes you can't take it. Sometimes you got to move on. And when you move on, sometimes it hurts. And if it hurts, it just hurts. But you got to sit there and think to yourself, at the end of the day, is it the right thing to do? And usually at the end of the day, it is the right thing to do. Now I see where Ginsburg, you know, Justice Ruth Ginsburg Bader, she is sick. She's 86 years old. But she says she no longer has pancreatic cancer. She put in an article in Washington that she was operated on and that she discovered the tumor in July after a routine blood check. And then she says at 86 years old, I'm cancer free, in quotes, Ginsburg said, adding that she has resumed an active schedule. And the New York Times says that's good. Now, I don't believe that for a minute. I don't think you good people believe that she doesn't still have pancreatic cancer and she's still fighting it. But we're going to have to take her, I guess her at her word. Then you got Pelosi, and we've all listened to their crap for the last four or five weeks. Actually, the last 4 or 5 years, probably, that she declines to move forward with the impeachment situation. You know, they voted on impeachment. They've got it all ready to go to send to the United States Senate. But for whatever reason, she hasn't sent it to Senator Mitch McConnell, the Republican senator out of Kentucky. She hasn't sent it, but they're getting ready to send it. They continue to say they're getting ready to send it. And I would say this, and I think you people will agree with me. Day in and day out, the longer you make something like that wait, the longer you act like it's not as important as you initially thought it was, the worse it is. The less action it needs to be taken. Now, they're eventually going to send this to the United States Senate. And the United States Senate, I would assume, don't know, can't speak for them, but I would assume, after everything I've researched, that they're going to knock it down in a matter of a day or two or three or four. Now, they can say, both sides can say what they want, and I've said this on many, many, many occasions. The Republicans, a lot of times, are just as bad as the Democrats. They've had their day in the sun. They've done the things that they wanted to do. And you see what happens. It always comes back. It always comes back to bite everyone. I don't give a damn. Democrat, Republican, men, women, black or white. It always, always comes back to haunt everyone. You know, they're talking about, and this was a few years back, that one of the aldermen, and they tell me he's a nice guy. I think I've met him once, and he appeared to be a decent gentleman, that the alderman Joe Vaccaro, he's joining with Reverend Larry Rice of the New Life Evangelistic Center at a news conference Friday. They're going to announce he's planning to bring a bill before the Board of Aldermen that would allow the center to complete renovations in order to receive a city occupancy permit and reopens the shelter during the day. Now, Vaccaro, he's the Democrat from the 23rd Ward, told the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that he plans to bring the bill before the aldermen on January the 17th. Now, I would assume the way he's talking that he doesn't know if it's going to pass or not, and I honestly don't think it's going to. I think there's so many problems with the New Life Evangelistic Center downtown that they're never going to pass a bill to keep it back open. And I think that's the reason that some of the businesses in the St. Louis area, some of the potential apartment buildings that they were building, kind of come to a stop to see what was going to happen with this New Life Evangelistic Center. But now they tell me that since Joe Vaccaro is going to bring it, that they're going to bring it up on January the 17th. But I personally, and I've been around a long, long time, I personally don't feel that there's going to be any truth to it. And I don't mean so much not truth. There's not going to be any guts to it, and it's going to fall by the wayside. And the problem that I have, and I think all you good people have, both black and white, men and women, Democrats and Republicans in the St. Louis downtown area, that just runs decent people off of any color, of any nationality, you know, of any men or women, black or white, of any political doings, Democrat or Republican. There's 20, 30, 40 of them sit down there. They urinate in the street. They defecate in the street. You know, they're smoking, they're drinking, they're doing whatever. And the decent people will say, why do we tolerate that? And I have to agree with them. Why would they tolerate that? And I think this stuff started 2 years ago, and I do not believe, but I could be wrong. I've been wrong before, hardly ever, but I have been wrong before. I do believe that this is going nowhere. And then the aldermen are going to say, the one alderman's going to say, hey, I did the best I could do. And we're going to have to let it go. And it's a shame, but that's the way it is. We also here in St. Louis County, North St. Louis County, and when you say North St. Louis County, it could be North St. Louis, it could be Spanish Lakes, Ferguson, it could be any of those areas. It's all still North St. Louis. The police, the St. Louis County Police, are investigating the suspicious deaths of two infants that happened Thursday. They said the baby's mother called police to report an emergency birth of twins about 7:30 a.m. on Wednesday in the 2100 block of Roundtree Drive in Spanish Lakes, and they found the one infant girl and one infant boy, dead at the scene. said the mother told police she unexpectedly went into labor and the infants were stillborn. Now, they're saying they don't know if they believe that. They're doing a total investigation, and I think that should be done. But they're doing a total investigation to find out if, in fact, that's what happened or something else happened. And I'm sure with the professionalism of the St. Louis County Police Department, that they will find out exactly what's going on, and they'll work accordingly. You know, you can't sit there and say, oh, you said this happened, so we're going to have to take your word that it happened. A lot of times, they'll tell you things happened, and guess what? They didn't happen the way they said they happened, and that would piss me off if I'm a police officer. That would piss me off if I was just a neighbor. If I was just a neighbor and saw that something like that happened, I would not say, oh, I don't believe you, but I also would not say that I do believe you. And that's the problem. Everybody wants to be pushed to have somebody say the way it is. Now, you can have your opinion, I can have my opinion, but a lot of times those opinions don't match, and they just have to fight through it to see exactly what went on. But I honestly think here in North St. Louis, they'll find out as to exactly what went on. They also say the House, and this was in today's paper, the House to vote on limits to Trump's actions in Iraq. Now, the United States House of Representatives can vote all day long. It has to appear and be approved by the United States Senate, and I guarantee you that's going nowhere. And you hear what I said just about this. You heard what I said about the two kids. You heard what I said about the Loop Project. You heard what I said about everything today. There's so many situations going on in this country. We just can't have one situation and deal with it and let everything else go. No, we have to take one situation, has to be dealt with. We have to take another situation, has to be dealt with. And then if we have time through the course of the day, we may have to take a third situation and see how that's handled. But that's the way we do it in this great country. And if people think any different, if they think any different, they're crazy. You know, we can't push things on people. People have to understand what's going on, and they have to work around it. So we're going to take a quick break here momentarily. But always remember, people, that I have my opinion. I hope you listen to my opinion. I hope you research my opinion. And I would hope that you would agree with my opinion. Now, if you do all of the three, great. If you do one of the three, okay. If you do two of the three, it's even better. But we have to make up our own decisions. And just because your decision at the end of the day and my decision at the end of the day may not totally come together, that doesn't mean that we can't come together and to come up with some kind of compromise. And I don't just mean this about politics. I mean it about law enforcement. I mean it about anything that goes on in the great St. Louis metropolitan area. Now, we're around here to stay. And again, it's never, 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 never going to be a perfect situation, but it's going to be a situation that we can learn to live with, and we're going to have to learn to live with it. And 20, 30 years down the road, if we become a socialistic country, that's the way it's going to be. The people alive will continue to have to fight through, to have to say, hey, listen, that's the way it is. We're going to run with it. We're going to try to make the best we can do. And if it doesn't work, you know what we'll do? If it doesn't work, we'll go back to the way it was 20, 30, 40 years ago. For anybody to think that things are always going to remain the same, they're crazy. I'm crazy, but I know better. I know things aren't always going to remain the same. They're going to change. Sometimes they've changed for the good. Sometimes they've changed for the bad. But we have to work through it. We have to fight the best we can do. And if we can't work through it, we have to work around it. And if we work around it and it doesn't work, then we're just a loser on that end. But just remember, we can't win every day. Nobody wins every day. And I'll say this till the day that I die and the day that you good people die, and we're all going at some point in time, that we can't fight the fight at the end. At the end, it's going to be what it's going to be. Whether we're around, to help dictate what's going on or we're not around. It's going to be what it's going to be, and we're just going to have to live with it. We're going to have to try to work through it, work around it, or work together with people for everybody to have a little compromise. We'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting at its finest, as always, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and we are and are always, always, always proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. As always, welcome back to the last few minutes of The Dark Side. I want to again thank everybody for all week. I've been back in great, great health. Everything's doing fine. Actually, I'm better off than I was before I got a little sick. And I want to thank all the calls throughout the country, the people thanking me for being back and what a good job they think I'm doing. And I appreciate that. Now, some people will think I'm not doing such a great job. And I sincerely appreciate that, too, because everybody has the right to give their opinion of what you do or what you say. And I have the right to give my opinion, and we all do, and that's what we do. And we'll continue, I think we'll continue down the road to do it that way until me and you and everybody else is not around to say it or do it anymore. But there'll always be someone around. Real quick, and we'll talk about it Monday, the hemp in Missouri. They're starting to apply for the Missouri Department of Agriculture permit to grow hemp. It's going to be legalized marijuana here in the next month or two or three. It's medical marijuana now in Missouri. It's medical and recreational marijuana all throughout this once great state of Illinois. So it's just going to be things that we're going to have to work through. I think down the road they're going to legalize heroin. They're going to legalize all the opioids, because they're going to tell you, if you want to do it, but do it in the confines of your house. And you're going to see that coming in the next 10, 15, 20 years, because you can see the new generations coming up. And maybe, I don't think it's right, but there again, what the hell do I know? I'm just one person fighting the fight that I think's right. And I hope you good people are out there fighting the fight that you think's right. So everybody, friend and foe, men, women, Democrats, Republican, black and white, let's everybody have a safe, enjoyable, hopefully prosperous weekend. Let's all take care of our families, take care of our friends. Let's try to take care of our country. Let's all unite as one when the time comes. So let's continue to unite, as always, to expose, I mean really expose, these asswipe, bastard, political, parasitical, perverted punks. Not just in Illinois, not just in Missouri, but all throughout this country. Expose these no-good son of a bitches for what they are. And as always, and sometimes it's hard to take, sometimes it's hard to say, but as always, you know what we have to do. We have to come together at the end of the day, put our few differences beside, come together, acknowledge these bastards that are trying to destroy our country, no matter what color, what nationality, what political persuasion, men or women, get them together and destroy them. And we have to. We have to destroy them. I say it day in and day out. You hear it day in and day out. We have to destroy them, because if we won't destroy them, you understand what I always say, if we don't destroy them, they will destroy us. Never, 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 never any violence, people, as always. You hear me day in and day out. We have to destroy them. Never, never any violence. We have to destroy them as always. Politically, of course, right here on the Dark Side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romantic, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga, 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 nigga. I don't mean Negro, nigga, 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 nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga, 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 nigga. Drop the mic, bitch!
This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha!
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.